Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And I'm wishing you and everyone a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Tonight I'm going to read the Christmas story. I won't preach much, but I believe when you hear this story, I don't think there'd be nothing much else to be said. It speaks for itself. It's from first chapter of Matthew, 18th to 25th verse. Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took her as his wife, but he had no marital relationship with her, and since she had borne a son, he named him Jesus. This is the Christmas story. This is what this day is all about. A Savior born into the world to be the sacrifice for us, to save people from their sins. And this is what this whole season is about. And it's important to remember the supporting event in the annals of history, because it changed the whole course of mankind. Mankind didn't have to worry about whether or not he would be righteous before God. Jesus made the way. Not only by his birth, by his life, and then his death, his crucifixion, and his resurrection, and his ascension. And this is where I take from the story on this day, Christmas Day, that Jesus came to save sinners. He's still in the saving business, and he will always be in the saving business until God calls us home. And I pray that many of you will find that, discover that, in your own lives. Pray that many will discover that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray that this day has been a wonderful day for all of you, as it has been for me. And that's about the gist of what I have to say today. That Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's the whole story of the Christmas story. I'll read it once again. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. "Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, But before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. Just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until after he had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. And this is the Christmas story. That's what this day is all about. And I just pray that many of you have come to understand what this day means. Jesus is born to save his people from sin and eternal damnation. And I pray those, and I pray this day and many of you will come to know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And that's about what I have to say today. And this is Genevieve from Genevieve's Gems, and I'd like to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.